Rokan Show with Anna DeBlasio right here. Anna off this week. And the medical director of the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, Dr. Jim Adams, is going to join us. Brought to us by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. And, doctor, thank you very much for being with us. Unpaid position. Now, this is a very important thing. Today, the governor signed into law the marijuana bill. And people have been talking about the medicinal impact of marijuana for years and years and years, especially your corner drug dealer. Now, CBD oil, though, is like a whole other side of this. And, there's a lot of people in legitimate medicine, real doctors, real folks, who believe that there may be some benefits to this. What are some of the misconceptions and what are some of the benefits?
Well, some of the benefits, there's a couple very, very rare types of seizures that it actually does benefit, but the misconception is that it's broadly beneficial. It's really not a medicine, not that well researched, not that well understood. Probably CBD is probably not that harmful, but we shouldn't expect it to be a medicine.
And people are using it for sleep. They're using it. I mean, it's sort of a catch-all right now. No matter what, I got pain. Oh, I got this. I got that. That's the way I think, a lot of, a lot of snake oils over the years were treated like that, right?
Yeah, it does have that feel to it. It's been promoted for all kinds of purposes for which it's never been studied. But at least it's not probably harmful. But the stores are popping up all over, and it's not that cheap.
No, we found that out the hard way when we tried to go out and get it. And people, I know that there's the actual THC involved stuff that's got, the medicinal marijuana. What is your thought on that, actually? Because, these stores are popping up everywhere, right? These dispensaries. And, do you know other people that are prescribing that to people in a legitimate way?
Well, so I know up to this point, before it was legalized, the doctors could authorize the patient to purchase it for medical reasons. They didn't prescribe it. They didn't say it was good for the patient, but they could say that they had a qualifying medical condition. So that's all the doctors should have been doing so far. But it's never been studied. The doctors I know are not promoting it for medical treatment or medical purposes. Now that it's legal, it's a whole different game, but the whole concept of medical marijuana should never be, because it's never been that well studied for medical reasons.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right. If women are pregnant, is that an issue?
It's a problem. It increases the premature delivery probably 50%, increases the likelihood that newly delivered baby is going to need intensive care. It's really not healthy for pregnant women.
There's about a million ways to take in CBD. There's sprays, there's pills, there's lotions. Has any of them been studied and found to be more effective way of consuming it, I guess?
So, again, not that well studied. The consumable and the food is actually still not probably going to be legal. The lotions, it does get absorbed through the skin, but they seem to be a lot less harmful. And CBD is one chemical out of smoked marijuana. It seems to be certainly a less harmful chemical. But when you smoke it, you get a lot of chemicals in the lungs, really highly absorbed. The lungs are a very efficient way to take in toxins, medicines, get it in the bloodstream, get it to a fetus. So smoking is a much more intense way to get these things. But I don't think ingesting or smoking are probably a great idea.
I'm going to run a couple other stories past you here that have popped up this week that they all hit me on a different level, doctor. And this is exactly the way I want to handle this. This one about decaf coffee. Now, thank God I do not believe in decaf coffee. I believe that's like...
What's the point?
Yeah, what is the point of that? I don't really love the taste of coffee. I'm there for the caffeine. But there is some concern about decaf coffee and whether it's got deleterious effect on your health. What do you know about that?
Yeah, good that people are concerned, good to be thoughtful about it, but decaf coffee should not scare anybody. People worry that the chemical used to decaffeinate could be bad. That chemical is not good for you. It's dangerous. However, it's very highly regulated, making sure that chemical really does not persist in the coffee. So really no worries about decaf coffee.
Coffee seems to be one of the more... debated, talked about. It always seems like there's a new report on coffee, the benefits or the negative parts of coffee. I mean, I consume quite a bit of coffee. What is too much coffee, Doctor?
Yeah, there was a story this week. Is you know, are you drinking too much coffee?
Yeah, I mean, I
can tell them myself.
I probably am. Yeah. But I mean, what is a realistic? I mean, what should we be limiting ourselves to?
Well, first, nobody knows for sure, but for the caffeine, you can't get too much caffeine, and the amount of caffeine in the coffee varies a lot. So it depends what type of coffee you're drinking. Really look at the caffeine. Once you drink a couple of cups, you're getting into hundreds of milligrams of caffeine. That really can be overstimulating. However, 2 to 4 cups of coffee a day is kind of looking to be pretty healthy. That the associations, at least, we don't know the cause, but it's associated with pretty good health. So I don't think that people have too much to fear from coffee, but try not to go beyond 2 to 4 cups a day. That just gets excessive.
Now, when you say cup, doctor, what exactly are you talking about? Because like I go,
to, Hulk gets like a gallon from Starbucks with his iced coffee when he walks in.
Yeah, I mean, I get a venti. Here's what I get: I walk into the Starbucks and I go, I want a venti, the biggest one, cup of coffee with 4 shots in it. Am I overdoing it with the 4 shots? Of espresso on top of the coffee?
Yeah, you're overdoing it.
I'm overdoing it. That's why
everybody in the station admits that.
Yeah, heart beats like a rabbit. But you know what? If you ever go around, first of all, I don't know if you know this, doctor. Do you know what the number one Starbucks in Chicago is in terms of sales?
Tell me.
It is in your lobby.
I believe it.
It is at Northwestern. That is the damnedest thing, right? And everybody, you know, I see the interns and the residents and the doctors and every color of coat walking through the lobby. And you have a wonderful food court over there too.
It makes sense, right?
Right.
I mean, long days for people, stress, long hours, late nights.
Yeah.
And it's a 24-hour Starbucks. It's 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Right. There's always a line. It's a sad line at night. I'm not going to lie to you. But like during the day, I mean, it's buzzing in there. And it's creating a buzz in there. All right. I'm wrong about I shouldn't be doing it. This is what I say to my doctor all the time. I shouldn't be doing it, but I am doing it. Okay. And he doesn't like it when I say it like that. And then the other big story too is this. Well, there's actually two other big stories. One, they're animal testing on dogs a cancer vaccine. What do you know about it? Is that something that we should be hopeful about?
Don't get your hopes up. Really early, really nice that they're doing the research. We want to promote science and research. Hopefully something will turn up, but it's research like any other. It's a hope, but I would not get my expectations up. The cancer vaccines have been proven to be very, very tricky, very difficult. Just the nature of cancer, it's really complicated.
So I know we talked about this once before when you were on with us, Dr. Adams, but there's another story about the new 5G phones that are coming out. And Belgium actually just halted a test of one of the phones out of health concerns because these things are faster and, you know, there's more there. It is believed that there is a more dense radiation load for people who are going to be using these phones or near these phones or where they're keeping these phones. How worried on a scale of 1 to, oh, my God, should I be?
So I'm on the low end of the worry. I worry about a lot of stuff, but this is something that I'm not technically worried about. It could cause DNA damage. It could increase the risk for cancer. But so far, no study has shown it. And the amount of attention and rigorous thought, like Europe is giving, as you mentioned, really reassures me a lot. People all use cell phones. I would keep it further away from pregnant women and from very young children up to the age of 2 or 3. Would not have cell phones and iPads with the children hours per day. So I do think some prudent limits are in order, but beyond that, I really wouldn't worry.
I didn't know 5G was a threat to us. Now I'm worried.
I don't know. Well, just because I brought it up. Well, you hear him? He's not worried.
That's true.
He's the
Doc's
doctor.
Not worried. I'm not
right.
Worried.
He's a doctor. He's got a triple venti cup of coffee in his hand right now while he's telling us, "Hey, guys, please be very careful with the caffeine, whatever you're doing, and the CBD oil doesn't work, Kevin. That's what I just learned." All right, doctor. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure having you, sir.
Pleasure's mine. Bye bye,
Dr. Jim Adams from Northwestern Medicine. Relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare.
He's comforting.
Yes.
Normally, I worry about things like this, just all sorts of those sorts of things we just talked about. But he sort of eased my my worries.
You know, he was before. He's now the medical director, I think, of the. He's, the,
he's chief, a big deal.
Chief Medical Officer and Senior Vice President of Northwestern Medicine. That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
I did meet him in the emergency room. He used to run the... He ran the emergency room for like 20 years there. And imagine the stuff.
So were you a patient?
I've been a patient a few times.
Yes. Yeah.
I've been through a couple times.
The heart's racing, doc, again.
Yeah. And actually, that did... Okay. So I used to drink before the... before the Starbucks, when I decided I was going to go, you know, back to moderate, I used to drink a number of sugar-free Red Bulls a day to get myself ready for the show.
What's a number? How many ounces?
Well, I started with the little ones. And so I thought, the, well, like I just, eight? Like, that's a, yeah, I guess whatever the little one is. Yeah.
I think it's 8, 12,
8 or
24?
10 ounces, yeah. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
So I'd start with a little one, and I thought, now why does it gives you wings? Why am I interested in this?
Yeah.
And then I found, well, that's great. I feel like I'm focused, and I really like what I'm experiencing.
I'm jazzed, yeah.
Yeah, I like this whole thing. So I then moved on to maybe two a day of those. And I thought, well, you know what? Why don't I just buy the bigger ones? And then the next thing I know, I was doing two of those. And then the third thing I know is I'm in an emergency room because my heart will not stop racing.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, okay. Yeah, and they're like, well, now what exactly did you do?
Well, I had 7 Red Bulls before this, but I'm not exactly sure why my heart's racing. It's probably the Red Bulls, Mr. Khan.
I'm vomiting neon green. I don't know why.
And then you get, even though the first time you have it, you're like, oh, God, this stuff tastes awful. And then you get used to the awful taste being great for you. It's like alcohol.
There's something about energy drinks where it's so, I had a stretch, too, where I was really an energy. I think it
was
like
a Monster
high school
guy?
No, I was started with Red Bull. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I know Monster people who drink like 3 or 4 Monsters a day.
There's a guy walking around here with his hat to the back that does that all day long.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with like, shots of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
He's got like a 2 liter of Mountain Dew in there, and he's just chugging Monsters and sipping it back with a Mountain Dew.
Telling you, we need to get a defibrillator in here. That's what I'm going to tell you. All right, Kim Gordon's got the WGN News at the top of the hour in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Speaking of Northwestern Medicine, what's coming up?